A UW-Madison poll conducted in October found that 86% of Wisconsin residents say preventing the spread of invasive species is extremely or quite important. But the percent of respondents who said they follow steps to reduce the spread of viral hemorrhagic septicemia in fish was much smaller. Only about 60% say they rinse a boat hull after taking it out of water. And just 42% say they follow a state rule banning the moving of live fish from a water body. DNR Fisheries Director Mike Staggs says it's not surprising that it may take a while for more people to change their behavior, since the restrictions tied to VHS are only a year or two old. But he says the DNR may now step up its publicity efforts.
What we've learned here is that it's not as simple as just doing a press release and passing some rules. You've really got to get the word out on multiple fronts, multiple ways in which you can reach anglers, boaters, and other people that might be affected. And you have to engage people through clubs and sporting organizations and in efforts to actually go out and participate in this prevention effort.
Stagg says it's very encouraging that the poll shows a higher percentage of people in Wisconsin's 6th congressional district follow the ban on moving live fish from a lake or river. The district includes much of the Lake Winnebago system, where the VHS virus has killed some fish. In Wisconsin, VHS has also been found in Lake Michigan. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.